Alabama State Capitol grounds. This legislation creates a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place these statues on the Capitol grounds. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking is silence.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
The special counsel explains why he cannot clear the president.
Relentless weather continues to batter a large portion of the country.
Rainfall causing devastating flooding. The Arkansas River has reached its highest level in recorded history.
The White House demanding that the USS John McCain, the warship, be out of sight during the president's visit to Japan. Not for any military reason. They didn't want the president to see the USS John McCain.
Out of Louisiana, lawmakers there have just passed a strict ban on abortion as early as 6 weeks.
The House Democratic leaders are feeling new pressure to start the impeachment process.
Nepalese officials say the images of huge Everest crowds don't capture the whole picture. They are now considering more restrictions.
The host of Jeopardy says his doctors tell him that his stage 4 pancreatic cancer is in, quote, near remission.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. Don't forget, today, and it's only today, you get the roaster chicken at Fresh Market for $5 versus $7.99. That is a great savings, and the roaster chicken is really good, particularly if you pair it with the Yukon potatoes. And what we did is we actually got some English peas. A can of English peas is like 79 cents. Could never eat all of the peas that are in that one can. Two people could never do that. But, you know, you got to get the peas and smash them up with the potatoes.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good. I'm doing that for dinner tonight. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
I know Joey's sitting back there, so Joey, go ahead and put me in for the Sweet Creek. It's going to be 10:18, because I'm getting ready to hit and run with this. The first thing I want to talk about, guys, have you ever known Trump to come in on a project to where he ran late, and or did he usually run underscheduled, under target, and under budget?
Yeah, under budget and on schedule.
Okay. So some of the news coming out today of the information being released is that the British government had contacted the White House prior to Mueller being set in his special counsel. And they notified the president and the White House about the dossier, that they felt very strongly that they could not confirm anything in the dossier. So this brings to light some new thoughts for me, that the White House has been knowing this before Mueller's been set. This was when Jeff Sessions was still in office. I think around right before all that happened with Jeff Sessions, I had a thought that came up that told me that Jeff Sessions was doing a lot of things and getting them ready so when he would file out and Barr would step in. Now, Dan, let's shift to Mueller. He's making these contradicting statements that's not lining up with what he's told Barr, some of his officials and stuff, in certain meetings. And so I have not seen no outrage yet from Donald Trump or Barr. That, in my world, that means these guys are in trouble. Now, let me ask you this. If a grand jury was set prior to Mueller's resigning and moving from his position as special counsel and closing that out, is it all possible that when Mueller was testifying to his commander, that there was a video conference going on with the grand jurors watching it, because there was already an investigation going on? Now, if that did happen, they are letting these guys sink their ships. My belief, Dan, and it's just mine, and I know evidence to back this up, I think they got enough to put all these people away, and they just sitting back, not revealing nothing, letting these guys just throw more anchors into their boat, and so they'll sink much quicker. And it fits Trump's profile, because usually Trump would fire back, doesn't seem to be too concerned. Barr seems like he's not really too concerned. He's already, I think, committed to an interview with one of the big meteors when he gets back into the country. So what I think is that Mueller knows this. And I think when Mueller breached his statements from what he told Barr, he was sending signals. I think he's sending signals and telling them, you better impeach him, because if not, we're all going to jail. And I think that's, in my opinion, Dan, that's what I believe. But I believe these guys know it. They're going to try to do anything they can stop it. The one thing I don't think that they know, because they don't seem like they are smart enough to know, because they left text and paper trails, they don't know they're being played as they are moving around today. I'm convinced that there's a top secret covert investigation with grand juries already set that are watching this, and the guy who was asking about the drop of the paper, the documents, watch for that drop, because when that drop happens, I believe that's when everything's going to start happening. I don't think they'll drop it before.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're making it more complicated than it is. I mean, here are things that we do know, is that Durham has been on the job for a while. And when I say a while, we're talking about months versus days or weeks. I believe a grand jury has already been impaneled. And I think that they may actually be listening in on Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. I think they may have gotten court-ordered wiretaps on them. And I think this thing is sneaking up on them. I think they're trying to get control of it, but I think they're way ahead of them. And here's the way it's put to me. You have people that are in the intelligence community that are doing the investigation of people in the intelligence community, and they know what to do and what not to do. That's the way it's put to me.
Yeah, that is correct. But the calmness of Trump and Barr, that's what raised my red flags. And I'll be honest with you, Dan, this is all speculation, but I think when Mueller, I think they set him up. I think they left the country. I think they set him up, and they knew what he was going to do. And if he did what they thought he was going to do, and if they did what I think they did, when they called Mueller in there, they had the grand jury there with a camera in the room, video conferencing from the courthouse where they were sitting at, and this guy told them that, and he left office and made that statement yesterday. He just signed his warrant. That's what he did. I'm telling you, Dan, if I was any of these guys, I'd be scared to death. I would be running for the hills or trying to cut a deal. One or the other, because they are all in big trouble, Dan. And the Clintons, it's not even stopping in there, because you got to remember, they're still investigating their uranium deals and all this other stuff going on. So We'll see, but my prediction is the day that those document buckets drop is the day to...
Rodney, you're breaking up. I think you just drove over another county line here. Thanks for the telephone call, Rodney. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's listen in on Catherine Herridge on talking about Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his presser.
Mueller covered the same ground as the nearly 450-page Russia report on alleged collusion and obstruction released in mid-April. But it's what the special counsel chose to emphasize this morning that shook Washington.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Breaking his silence, Special Counsel Robert Mueller made clear he and his team did not exonerate President Trump or charge him with the crime of obstruction, saying he was constrained by existing regulations.
Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional.
Without using the word impeachment or naming Congress, Mueller said the regulations did allow his team to gather evidence for future action.
The Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing.
Except you got it. Yes.
But Attorney General William Barr recently testified that the longstanding Justice Department regulations, known as the OLC opinion, was not Mueller's sticking point.
He emphatically was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction.
Barr said during the private March 5th conversation, Mueller warned he could not reach a decision on any obstruction charge, and underlying facts were an issue.
He said that in the future, the facts of a case against the president might be such that a special counsel would recommend abandoning the OLC opinion, but this is not such a case.
When the 448-page report was released in mid-April, Barr explained that he worked with then-Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to assess Mueller's obstruction evidence against the president, and it came up short.
We accepted the special counsel's legal framework in reaching our conclusions.
Mueller also addressed an apparent dispute over the Attorney General's decision to release a four-page letter to Congress containing Barr's assessment of Mueller's bottom-line conclusions.
I requested that certain portions of the report be released. The Attorney General preferred to make the entire report public all at once.
To open and close his nearly 10-minute statement, Mueller emphasized the core issue.
There were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election, and that allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Taking no questions from reporters, the former FBI director indicated he would resist further comment.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
Well, he said access to the report's underlying records is being decided by another office, adding he would not provide information beyond what's already available, setting up another potential flashpoint with Congressional House investigators. Brett.
Catherine, one quick question. Do we know when the Inspector General's report is supposed to come
out? Listen to this.
Well, the Inspector General, Michael E. Horowitz, is handling multiple investigations that focus, at the very least, at the genesis of the Russia probe. The best estimate, based on my reporting, is a sometime in June, but it would be late June at best.
Late June at that. Now, I'm not getting that, but we use that as kind of a marker that we may be talking 4 weeks from now. I think it might be before then. Let's see. Let's go to Paul Reed talking about the Mueller remarks and undercutting months of spin from the Trump administration. Now, that was the way this was titled at CBS. Months of spin. So, if it's Trump, it's spin. If it's Nadler or Adam Schiff, it's not.
For instance, Mueller saying that Barr acted in good faith.
Yeah. There you go. Spin. Let's listen in.
A growing number of Democrats, including some presidential candidates, say that Congress must start an impeachment investigation of President Trump. They believe that Robert Mueller wants them to do it.
The former special counsel spoke about the Russia investigation for the first time yesterday. Mueller emphasized his final report did not clear the president of suspected criminality. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, how did the Mueller's remarks change the narrative here?
Well, Anthony, in just 10 minutes, Mueller undercut months of Trump administration spin, claiming that the special
counsel had cleared the president on obstruction of justice.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Robert Mueller used his first public statement in 2 years to make it clear he did not exonerate the president of obstruction of justice.
We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
No collusion, no obstruction.
President Trump has previously claimed the report did exonerate him after his Attorney General William Barr cleared the president of obstruction. But yesterday, President Trump appeared to take a more nuanced approach, tweeting, "There was insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent." Mueller implied he could not charge the president because of a Justice Department policy that a sitting president cannot be indicted.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
News on 93.1, Bo coming back to you right after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to Bo. Bo knows Talk Radio. Hey, Bo.
Daniel, my brother.
How are you?
Good, sir. How are you today?
Very, very, very good.
How is the Joey?
Doing very well.
I'm so glad to hear it. You know, Dan, if we had the left-wing Democrat DNC media beating the war drums for us on our side like they're doing for the left, I think we would already have obstructed the coup d'etat that the deep state has tried to attempt on our sitting president. What do you think?
Yeah, let me tell you, where we are as a country right now, I lay at the feet of the media. If the media would be doing their job, we would not be where we are right now.
You reckon there's any way we can flip it? Some kind of way influence them to come on our side?
Well, I think what we'll do it, Bo, is that if you make a strong enough argument and you show them the proof and they cannot deny it, then if they get to the point that they say that, yes, there was a misuse of the intel agency, I think that will change them. I think that could change them. Let me put it that way.
Yes, sir. Well, if you look back, I don't remember.
And it won't change MSNBC or CNN, but it could change ABC, NBC, or CBS. And all you have to do is change one network, and the others will change.
That'd be great. Hey, and I heard the ratings on CNN was going down and tanking. I hope that's the case.
That is the case.
But anyway, hold on.
One more time.
Okay, let me try it again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think these solar flares is messing with these cell phones, Dan. But I'm going to try it again. What I'm thinking is if we go back to where Trump began to out the deep state coup attempt, when he said they wiretapped the Trump Tower, remember that?
I do.
Do you remember when that was along the timeline?
I think it was not long after the election. I think it's like I put it in that December, January time frame.
Yeah. So in other words, I'm thinking along that time, he's getting this information and knowing that something, is going on. I think that's when he began to do his obstruction. And the obstruction was he's trying to obstruct or some kind of way prevent this coup d'etat, whatever you want to call it, from taking place. I think that was what he was trying to do, along with all the people that elected him. If there's anything we could do to help, to stop this, because, all of the deep state, as far as I'm concerned, all of the CIA and all the intel agencies had been weaponized against him at the highest levels.
Okay.
So, that being said, wouldn't you, what would be your first reaction if you found this out? What would have been Dan Morris's first reaction?
Well, that's basically what Barr said, is that he was just reacting to the fact that he felt so innocent and that government was being used against him, which, by the way, is a great argument, because when you look at our Constitution, that's exactly it. That's exactly what you're trying to avoid, is the government being used against you as an individual.
Yes, sir. And they used it. They weaponized every department in the Obama administration. So this is nothing unusual for him. Remember Lois Lerner and the IRS.
Yeah, but again, be careful of broad strokes. All you have to do is say that there were some, and then that's enough. You don't have to do all and everybody.
Right, yeah, some. But I think they still need to be held accountable. Lois Lerner and all that, that went on with the targeting the conservative organizations. So, I think, maybe something will come out of it that, that will change the course, the trajectory of the course of the deep state control of all the, that how they weaponize everything. I'm hoping that's what the case will be.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too, but, again, what you're basically talking about is the highest level players are basically coordinating and colluding to get this stuff done, in my opinion. And the question is, how many people are involved, and how far up does it go, and how far down does it go?
And doesn't Brennan and Clapper, or both, or either, still have their security clearances?
They both do.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, and can Trump do something about it?
He said he was going to take away Brennan's, but he never did, is my understanding.
So doesn't that leave a level of control on his part to be able to access things that, you know what I'm saying, that me or you or anybody else couldn't access?
Yeah, he can get you some information, but he's got to be able to, just because he has the clearance, that means he can get to the information. He's got to get permission to get to the information. The question is there somebody within the CIA who's giving him information? And so the concept is, they weren't supposed to give him the information, but he was not necessarily supposed to not have it.
And this is where a lot of this leaking comes from, isn't it?
Well, I think the leaking, they've done a very good job of stopping a lot of the leaks, but you do get these kind of precise leaks that start happening in New York Times is the best bellwether, like when they leaked the fact that, yeah, maybe there were spies that were being used. That was an intentional leak that somebody did.
Yeah. What do you think about Don Jr. coming out and saying that Roy Moore don't need to run again?
I didn't hear Don Jr. heard Donald Trump say that.
Don Jr. did.
It was Don Jr. with Donald Trump?
I think Don Jr. started the party, and then Trump kind of backed up.
I saw the Trump one. I didn't see Don Jr. I actually am in agreement with them. I think Roy Moore, I think that could end up to be another tragedy if it breaks the wrong way. If you've got Tommy Tuberville, who I interviewed at 12 o'clock, and or Bradley Byrne, and you have them in a runoff, then Alabama will be a winner any way it goes. And either of those guys will beat Doug Jones.
Hey, what do you think about Jared Kushner showing up at the Bilderberg party?
What do you mean, what do I think about that?
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay, what do you think about that?
I think that's something that people do.
Oh, okay, so that's okay as far as...
Let me ask you this. Is it not okay?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Because you think they're manipulating everything, right?
Who, Bilderberg?
Yes.
It's very, very likely, yeah.
Okay.
I err on the side of yes, they are.
Okay. Well, if you believe that, then you probably do have a problem with it.
Yeah, I do. All right, Dan, y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Bo. Let me go to a break. Denise coming back to you right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today speaking at commencement ceremonies at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
You could have chosen any school, any career you wanted, but you chose a harder path and a higher calling to protect and defend the United States of America.
About 1,000 graduates are becoming second lieutenants in the Air Force at the ceremony. Earlier today, the president took aim at former special counsel Robert Mueller, calling him a never-Trumper.
I think he is a total conflicted person.
Mueller yesterday said if he had confidence the president did not commit a crime, his report would have said so. Prosecutors in California filing hate crime charges against a man accused of deliberately driving into a crowd of pedestrians last month. Investigators say Isaiah Peoples, already charged with attempted murder, targeted the victims believing they were Muslim. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much of a rain chance today, but it's the best chance we've seen in a few days. So a good bit of sunshine. Not quite as hot today with a high around 93. Some widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Unfortunately, many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid-90s, still mainly dry, and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All of the things you've done, I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had to wait.
Seven 2-9-2-2-8. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Yes.
Well, I wanted to do a quick follow up on that Don Jr. comment. Don Jr. was the one who started the party. Essentially, what happened? This is just a day or two ago. Bradley Byrne gave an interview to The Hill. And he said that he, Bradley, expected Judge Moore to enter the race soon, but didn't think Roy Moore could win the nomination because of the baggage from his previous run, to which Roy Moore tweeted out, what is Bradley so worried about? He knows that if I run, I will beat Doug Jones. Then in steps Don Jr., and he tweets at Roy Moore, "You are literally the only candidate who could lose a GOP seat in pro-Trump, pro-USA, Alabama." Alabama in all caps. "Running for office should never become a business model. If you actually care about MAGA more than your own ego, it's time to ride off into the sunset, Judge."
Yeah, like I said, the way the numbers work out on this thing, you're talking about a million-plus Republican voters that will be voting in the primary. And I think that Roy Moore has a cap of about 251,000, if you go back and look at his numbers, 275, 251. And I think that will not get him into that second place position. And then you'll have two, you know, kind of superstar candidates. Right now, I'd say Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Byrne, who will then be in a runoff. As long as they behave themselves and they don't cut each other up, which I don't think Bradley and or Tommy Tuberville, from my first blush with them, would do.
Well, and I think what a lot of folks can understand about this state politically, and just the state in general, is there might not have been people who, let's say, voiced opposition to Roy Moore last time, but when it came time to vote privately, or they either voted the other way or voted for a write-in, or they stayed home, and they just didn't talk about it.
Right, and but what got him there is the number of people who did not vote for Luther Strange and did not show up in the polls.
Yes.
That number was so depressed that I put him number one and put Luther number two.
That makes sense.
I mean, if you've got, if you only have 400-something thousand people show up for a runoff and 250,000 are your voters, then you're going to lose.
And I love the idea of just a straightforward showdown between Bradley Byrne and Tommy Tuberville right
now. I think it would be very healthy for the state of Alabama. And woe be on Doug Jones, because then when you get to the November election, the general, with Doug Jones on the ticket and either Bradley Byrne or Tommy Tuberville, they will destroy Doug Jones. Destroy him. Let's go to Denise. Denise, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am really, really, really good. How about you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day out here. A little warm, but...
Okay, well, wait a minute. You're talking to two guys in an attic.
I can imagine. I don't know what that is. Yeah. I'm sure it's not pleasant, that's for sure.
Well, let's just say there's not a lot of sunshine in here.
No, not at all, and I'm getting to enjoy it all, but I'll soak up...
Oh, okay. Well, we really appreciate...
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day. I hope the snake didn't bite you. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I'm calling about Mueller. No. After watching him yesterday with his little with his speech, was it yesterday or day before? Pretty sure, yeah. It could have been day before.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It does. Okay, so watching him, now when Barr became Attorney General, things started moving along at a little bit faster pace as far as this investigation. So Barr evidently told him, look, you need to get this done and wrap it up. My question is, though, if Mueller, at the point that he received all of the information at the beginning, the start of the investigation, if at any point along that investigation he discovered that this information that had been provided and the FISA warrant was issued on, if at any point during the investigation Mueller discovered that the FISA warrant was invalid because the information was purchased by the competitor, which we know is, you know, the Clinton, and paid for by the Clinton, would that not put Mueller in the position of committing a crime if he continued an investigation based on information that he knew to be invalid?
Well, here's the kicker for that, Denise, and I'm one of the few people that have actually read this report, but he did not look at that element of it.
He didn't.
He did
okay.
not.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I needed to know, because I was trying to figure out, why would he just all of a sudden resign, close his office, and or was that planned? Because I don't remember hearing that it was going that he was going
to
do that.
No, I think he did that because what he needs to do is he needs to get out of town by sundown Brown. The whole purpose of the thing yesterday was so he was trying to put some distance between him and Congress so he wouldn't have to testify, because he has got a lot of questions to answer, and he cannot give good answers that will not taint his reputation.
Right. Okay. And that was what I was calling about.
That's why you call me, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, because I know that you've got your pulse on it, and you've got your finger on the pulse, and I can get valid, accurate information with a one call.
I appreciate that. Now, let me tell you what I want you to do.
Yes,
I want
sir?
You to enjoy the remainder of this day.
Oh, absolutely, and you too. Try as much as you can.
And I want you to think about Joey and I up in the attic.
Well, I know you're going to have a great dinner tonight, and I'm going to be eating pizza rolls. So,
oh, pizza rolls,
I heard,
huh?
I heard you talking about what you're having for dinner tonight. So,
I survived on pizza rolls in college.
Yeah, pizza rolls are his own food group.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my husband's out of town. I'm not doing big prep when he's not here. So something quick and easy for me will do.
There it is.
There you go.
Yep. Well, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Denise. You have a wonderful day.
Well, she lets us cool down, because if you don't let them, they're like lava balls.
Oh, God. Yeah. You, nothing like having a mouthful of seared flesh.
Yeah, seared tongue tastes good. Or doesn't really taste like anything.
I have done that because the outside looks so golden brown. You, I'm going to bite into this bad boy. And you bite into it, and the next thing you hear is, ah! Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Sue. Sue, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Sue, I was so disappointed not to find you on my cruise.
Well, I hate that I couldn't come. It was killing me. It was killing me not to be there. I promise the next thing you have, I will be there.
It was a magnificent night.
The pictures looked incredible.
I tell you.
Absolutely incredible.
We have the food was great. The music was great. The people were great. The drinks were great. Guess what? It was great.
I heard everybody call in the next day and talk about it, and that made it even worse for me to have not been there, because they were saying what a great time they had, the food and everything. But the next thing you have, I promise I'll be there.
I will hold you to it.
Okay. I called to make you jealous. I just stopped at Sweet Creek and got a muscadine cider slushie.
Oh, hey, by the way, I have not had those. I'll tell you one thing, though, that those different flavor things, they're great for mixed drinks.
Oh, they're awesome. The different ciders that they have, I like the peach. It tastes so good, but the muscadine is my very favorite. And I hadn't heard you mention them, so I wanted to call and have a shout out for them, because I got tons of vegetables and stuff to go back south.
All right, so you're heading back to the beach right now?
Yes. I am. I came in town to see REO Speedwagon last night, and I'm headed home. Yeah.
You a rocker, you?
Was it
a good concert?
Just the same.
Did they?
It really was. They hit all the notes, and everybody cheered that the guy could hit the notes, you know, the high notes when he sang. It was like, I can't believe he could still do that. But it was a really good concert. I had a really good time.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. So it's great talking to you again. I'll let you know when we're about to do the next Damars show get together.
That would be great. You have a good day.
Thanks, Sue. Drive safe. Let's go to Scott Simmons. Scott, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good, man. Good. I enjoyed the Tuberville interview. That was like listening to a Trump rally.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it was. It's amazing the number of comments I got on that.
Well, I didn't know where Congressman Byrne went to college, and so I thought, I wonder if he has a degree from Alabama or something like that.
He went to Duke, and then he went to Alabama Law School, I believe.
Yeah, sounds like an Alabama versus Auburn matchup coming
up. Iron Bowl runoff.
What did you say? I couldn't hear it.
Iron Bowl runoff.
Yes.
I'll tell you something. Alabama, if those two guys are in a runoff together, Alabama will be the winner out of that.
You know, that's just the way the state goes. So as a Georgia Tech guy, I kind of enjoy the whole thing. But the fact that he has such a strong Auburn tie that there's no way to avoid the Alabama Auburn rivalry at this point. I think that's going to really be the whole race when it comes down to it.
You might
see some mud.
Oh,
why wouldn't you do it? You know, why wouldn't you do that? That's crazy.
Well, it's funny that in talking to, when I told people I was going to have Tuberville on, and you know, people would say to me, well, I'm an Alabama fan, but I could vote for him. That was almost an instant comment. And yeah. I said, well, don't you want to hear him first? He said, yeah, but I mean, he's got some leadership skills and things like
He's respected. He's respected, yeah. And so, but you haven't seen Byrne pull out his Alabama credentials yet. So
yeah, I don't think that will happen. Actually, I don't think he'll make it in Alabama Auburn.
How about Judge Moore? Where did he go to college?
He went to West Point.
Oh, that's right. That's right. How could I forget? All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you. News 93.1. Steve, hang on for me, buddy. I'm going to go to a break, so we got plenty of running room for you. But Mosquito Shield, I'm going to be using the outdoors at my house tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, and the next night. Am I going to have problems with mosquitoes? No, no, no. You know why? Because I've got Mosquito Shield and Levon taking care of me. Levon's his name. Getting those little critters away from your place is his game. 334-513-2940. 513-2940. Ask him about the $29.99 Dan Marsh Show special first treatment discount. Get it, take advantage of it. Call him today so you'll have it for this weekend. Steve, coming back to you. Dan Marsh Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, man, we got so many clips here. We're going to hold them over for tomorrow. Hopefully we can get to this Planned Parenthood in Missouri. This is such a misrepresentation of the information. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
I appreciate you taking my call, Dan.
Absolutely, my friend.
I want to talk real quick about your interview with Tommy Tuberville.
Go right ahead.
Kind of shocked me when I had to listen to you say his name a couple of times. Like, surely it's not, you know. And then it's like, well, it is the coach, you know. And me being a huge Alabama fan ever since I moved to Alabama when I was a kid, you know, I never really thought about him running for office. But the more you talk to him, he didn't say a single thing that I wasn't thinking myself. I mean, he and I were just eye to eye on everything he talked about. So I like what he had to say. And as of right now, he'd have my vote. I'd like it if y'all could get his other main probable opponent,
Bradley Byrne.
Do a comparison between the two and just keep updates So, you know, more something that doesn't really happen a lot. You'll get informed back and forth on what they really believe and if they walk the walk and all of that. And that would be great for y'all to keep up with all of that and keep us informed on the both of them.
Well, so, I've had Bradley on the show two times. One just happened to be when he had announced he had scheduled that as a member of Congress, not as a candidate, but he had announced that morning or the day before he was on my show. And then he happened to have been in town and he came in for a quick 45-minute interview on the show. So, you know, as I said, Alabama would be well served by both, either man, in my opinion. I think they bring two different things to the table. I think that Bradley brings much more of an understanding of government, and I think my first glance of Tommy, and Joey, see if you read the same thing, he's got a kind of a good sense of the feeling of the policies,
yes,
that are the Trump policies that are out there.
Yeah, I think he has a great sense of the Alabama, too, and what the people of Alabama are all about, beyond politics.
And that's what really resonated with me. It's about time we get somebody who's really thinking about what the people want and why they've sent somebody up there. And the first, somebody, like he said, represents the people, not the party. So everything he said resonated with me. So as of right now, he's the person I'm liking the most right now. And I'm just hoping that we get a chance to get to vote for him at the in the primary. So just have to keep an eye on it, and I appreciate your bringing it and having such a good interview with him.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you have yourselves a good day.
You too.
Well, and I could see the writing on the wall in the sense that if it comes down to Tommy Tuberville versus Bradley Byrne, what Tommy's going to talk about is being an outsider, not being in politics. Whereas Bradley definitely has been up in D.C. and has been around Alabama politics for a while. I don't know. The outsider label, which I think you could credibly claim, is a good thing in many ways, but I think there's something to be said about experience of actually working in the Congress and being on these committees, especially when you're talking about a senator, where it really can, for lack of a better word, bring home the bacon like Richard Shelby has done for so many years.
Well, I'll tell you something kind of interesting that Alabama has had a longing for, and that is to have a successful business person to run for governor and become governor, and you can transplant that into the U.S. Senate. That was what right. Tim James was supposed to have been, but then he got a little too cute by half on the debates and trying to protect the ball and that kind of stuff.
Does it to you?
Yeah. But guess who is advising Tommy Tuberville?
Who?
Sean Spicer.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Now, I'm not sure what type of key player Sean Spicer is in the real political world, but I do know he is advising him.
I think you can give Sean Spicer plenty of credit that he was there at the RNC working hand-in-hand with the Trump campaign when things got real in the general election. How Sean Spicer did as Trump's press secretary is a different conversation.
Yeah, and I can tell you the story because I know some of the people that were involved in this whole thing, and that is the reason Sean Spicer, who was at the RNC, there was somebody else who was at the RNC during that same time.
Okay.
Rice Priebus.
Yes.
And so when Priebus was the chief of staff and they were trying to figure out who was going to be doing what, having a spokesperson was a spot they needed to fill. Rice said, Sean Spicer's the guy. He did a really good job for you during the general election and being representative of you as the party's nominee, and he can continue it on. The first collision happened on the day after the inaugural. Yes. You remember what happened?
Yes, the crowd size.
The crowd size. And literally, and I know this for a fact, because you know who I was talking to, who's right down the hall from the Trump literally called Sean Spicer up and says, tell them it was the largest crowd in history. And Sean Spicer went out there and told him that. And you could tell Sean Spicer knew it wasn't the largest crowd in history, mm-hmm. but he was doing what he was supposed to do.
Well, and, you know, usually comedy is such a sideshow, but I think Melissa McCarthy nailed Sean Spicer so well that he couldn't live it down.
Right.
Like, sometimes comedy is that effective, and, yeah. Well, because there's such truth to it, is that on day one, there's division between him and the president, even though he's trying to be a good soldier.
272-9228. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I mean, listen, I got to say very quickly that was one of the finest interviews what I could hear of it, because, you know, I'm out here paying taxes and in and out of the truck. Look, let me make a request. Can you replay the interview this weekend?
Yes, that was my plan.
Joey, we'll take care of that for you, my friend.
Joey, man, you're on time. You're on time.
On time and on budget. So that will be the 1 o'clock time?
That'll be the 2 o'clock one.
2 o'clock.
And I was thinking the first hour of yesterday, because we covered the Mueller press conference as well as the Comey op-ed and a lot of the moving parts.
East, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing, which will be tomorrow?
Yes, I do. I want to get in on it, 11/21. And right now, I am really, really wanting one of those hubcap-sized cookies, man.
Ooh.
And it just Sweet Creek, that's the place to go.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you have not been there recently, they've got peaches. They've got all sorts of stuff. I'm heading down there Saturday.
Listen, I've got to get down there, and I've got a feeling that it's I've got a feeling I'm going to be down there tomorrow-ish. And I'm going to have to check on a couple of things while I'm down there.
Okay, well, make sure you listen in on the show so you can see whether you, in the words of Milton McGregor, are a winner, too.
I am a winner because I listen to you and Joey every day.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, East.
Thank you, sir. Have a good week.
You, too. Joey, we didn't get to Trey Gowdy.
Oh, no.
We didn't get to the Missouri, the Planned Parenthood lady who totally misrepresented the Missouri situation. They, you know, Missouri passed a law that said you cannot terminate a pregnancy after 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're about to close the center, the Planned Parenthood Center in Missouri, because they're not going to be able to do most of their abortions are after 8 weeks.
Right.
And so that center will close. They're blaming this law on it, and that it's just going to wreck women's lives here. Not that they can't just pick up and get in their car and drive across state line into Illinois, for example.
Right.
I tell you, these people are amazing to me. Okay, audience, I got to get out of here. I've got former Watergate prosecutor. I got Trey Gowdy. We're going to do all that tomorrow. Plus, I believe we have a legislative roundtable on for tomorrow. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.